It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs City Council has given final approval for creating an advisory committee for police transparency and accountability. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The second vote on the formation of the committee passed 8-0. Councilmember Yolanda Avila, who voted no on its first reading last month, voted this time to pass the ordinance. She says she's doing it, despite reservations about its effectiveness, for the community that wants to see lasting change.
I am going to support this because of you. I believe that that's what you want to happen today. I hope and I pray that you will not be betrayed.
The council will now sort through over 800 applications to select 11 that will serve on the committee. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
President Trump is expected to finalize widespread rollbacks to the National Environmental Policy Act today in Georgia. Environmentalists say this will disproportionately affect states like Colorado. CPR's Paolo Josita has more.
The act requires the federal government to conduct evaluations on how new infrastructure, like dams and oil pipelines, affect the environment. It's the policy that encourages public input for many large projects in the state, such as Denver's $1.2 billion I-70 expansion. Environmentalists like Wild Earth Guardians Jeremy Nichols worry that the rollback will strip communities of their ability to protest new oil and fracking initiatives.
We stand to see, I think, a lot more proposals that are at odds with the public interest, that are less respective and accountable to communities and to people who are directly impacted.
Wild Earth Guardians plans to dispute the rollback in court. I'm Paolo Shalsta, CPR News.
This year's Telluride Film Festival is canceled. The event was set to run in early September through the Labor Day weekend. Organizers say they created a plan to put on the festival amid the pandemic, but that it no longer seems safe with COVID cases still on the rise. Last year's festival featured more than 75 films, including Ford vs. Ferrari and this year's Best Picture Oscar winner, Parasite. This year's event would have been the 47th annual Telluride Film Festival. Some thunderstorms around Telluride today and highs in the 70s, near 90 in Durango. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs in the 80s and warmer temperatures tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.